Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime, the podcast where we discuss cybercrimes and cybersecurity news. And this week we are discussing a massive vulnerability in an open-source Linux library for data compression, xzutils. So, what exactly is xzutils? It's a free command-line-based lossless data compression tool. Lossless data compression allows you to convert a larger file into a smaller file, so that it's quicker to send or to download or manage. But this method of compression allows the data to be perfectly restored with no losses. There is also lossy compression, which does the same thing, except some of the data can be lost. What's important to know is that this utility automatically comes installed with a lot of different Linux distributions, most notably Ubuntu, Debian, Fedora, and Kali Linux. So, what's the vulnerability? The vulnerability itself was found by Andreas Freund, a software engineer at Microsoft, because he was investigating a lot of strange failed SSH login attempts that were taking up a lot of CPU, way more than they should, and appeared to be automated. Maybe it was some kind of password attack. During his investigation, he noticed a 500 millisecond latency in SSH, which was pretty consistent. This is so minute that you, a human, would probably think nothing of it and probably also wouldn't even notice. And if you did notice, you may just chalk it up to your machine being unusually slow. As it turns out, this delay was occurring because during the SSH connections, there was a backdoor being invoked, and he managed to trace this backdoor back to xzutils. Initially, he thought it may be an issue with Debian itself. This was running before someone actually authenticated to SSH, and it appears to be enabling some form of remote code execution. This could potentially allow for unauthorized access to systems that would allow remote control over them. Some people have also speculated it could be used to eavesdrop on whatever is going on in that SSH connection. The benefit of using SSH is everything is encrypted over it, including passwords, so if someone was spying on it, they could get sensitive information. On March 29th, 2024, Red Hat put out a warning to immediately stop using the Fedora development and experimental versions due to a backdoor found in XZ. Red Hat Empire, which is commonly used in corporations, was thankfully not affected. Due to it commonly being used in corporations, it's not quite as experimental because, well, it's just better to have a stable release for that kind of thing. Soon after, Debian also released a similar warning, but they also confirmed that every stable version of Debian is safe. Many Linux distributions give you the option to use a stable version or an unstable or experimental version. Unstable versions may have more features, but are also, well, unstable. They haven't been tested enough to be a full official release. But some people simply like to run the releases of tomorrow, even if it's a little buggy, and report issues with it. It's been recommended to downgrade xzutil to version 5.4 until a proper fix can be created. The actual purpose of this backdoor is not quite known, but it was likely some kind of disgruntled insider threat. Although what makes the situation difficult is the open source nature of xzutils. Open source projects can have many people maintaining them, basically for free, and it's often a thankless job. The user GiaT75 was the maintainer who committed the code containing the backdoor. The code was obfuscated, so it was hard to tell what it actually did, but this user was trusted. They had worked on maintaining xzutils for years, so no one thought this could be anything malicious. Even now, people debate if it was the real user or if there was an account compromise that occurred, although it likely was GiaT75. Supposedly, they were also trying to get Ubuntu and Fedora to add the backdoor version of XZ to stable versions of the Linux distributions, claiming it fixed a bug that caused a lot of crashes. The good news is that this didn't happen. The backdoor was caught before it made it into any real-world production environments. It's still a concern, but now it's just never going to be moved to those production environments. This version is to remain in the unstable versions of Linux until a new release that removes the backdoor is, well, released. But really, you can still fix the issue by just downgrading to the version before the backdoor was implemented. It's not particularly difficult to do, and there's no real security concerns with doing that. At least not that outweigh the security concerns of having a backdoor on your machine, which is a lot higher priority than having maybe a lesser vulnerability that is not actively a backdoor. However, I don't think this problem is necessarily an open source specific concern. Someone who is highly trusted at other software companies could become disgruntled or angry at their situation, write malicious code, and publish it. There may be more safeguards around that at larger and more highly regulated software companies, but it's definitely possible wherever there is a lack of administrative security controls. You should trust your developers or open source maintainers, but you should also verify. If anything, I think the story is actually a success for the open source software model. Someone was able to see that something was wrong with SSH, trace it back to XZ, dig down into the code, and uncover the backdoor before it was potentially released to millions of organizations and home users of Linux. If the code was closed source, they would really not be able to do this. You couldn't just look at the code. You may be able to actually trace it back to that closed source software, but at that point, all you could really do is report it to whoever publishes the software and hope they fix it. Ultimately, whatever this maintainer or possibly someone who compromised the maintainer's account was planning on doing, failed. And that is a victory in my eyes. What's scary to think about is that it really takes just one angry insider and a lack of oversight to do something like install a backdoor on millions of systems and perform catastrophic attacks, or sell this backdoor access to ransomware groups or potentially other threat actors. XZ is used widely in Linux and Unix systems, and this would have been devastating if it had slipped through the cracks, so let's all just breathe a sigh of relief that it didn't. Thank you to ARS Technica, Bleepy Computer, The Hacker News, CISA.gov, and Seclists for reporting on this specific incident. And of course to Red Hat and Debian for the advisories. But most importantly, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime, and until next time, stay secure.